Hey everyone, it's Michael. Back in April of 2020, I brought you all the story of Matthew Hall, who more commonly went by a shortened version of his middle name, Jed. I would highly recommend you all go back and listen to the full-length episode to learn more about Jed and his story. But to briefly recap, Jed was a 16-year-old that disappeared from his hometown of Idaho Falls in 2018 under very suspicious circumstances. Jed left behind a note that made it seem like he was intent upon taking his own life, but his parents, Alan and Amy Hall, who I spoke to in my original episode, think that this wasn't the case. They found evidence that Jed had been stockpiling provisions in the weeks before his disappearance and intended to run away from home. Jed, a natural outdoorsman, seemed to have the ability to survive off of the grid. But was that his intention? Rumors have circulated for years now that Jed has been living under assumed names and disguises, traveling around in his parents' vehicle that he absconded with. A possible matching Idaho state license plate was reported in Stockton, California just days after his disappearance, nearly 800 miles away. But this lead, like all of the others, ultimately led nowhere. However, today's update centers around that vehicle, which is no longer missing. According to multiple news outlets, an Adventures with Purpose search and rescue dive team recovered a vehicle in the Snake River just earlier today, Sunday, May 1st, 2022. This vehicle matches the description of the one Jed Hall disappeared with, a silver 2009 Nissan Versa with matching Idaho state plates. Inside of the vehicle were human remains, details of which have understandably not been publicly released. The process of identifying the remains and examining the vehicle is already underway, but it appears like the story of Jed might have found a grim and tragic conclusion. However, I'll make sure to come back with any possible updates in the future. For now, my thoughts and prayers go out to Alan and Amy Hall, as well as their other loved ones, and anyone else that might be affected by this story. Take care, everyone.